say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
How are you?
I don't think so.
Tough one.
Boy, I tell you, that's a tough one. I'm usually all about the positivity, but I'm having a hard time finding any this morning.
Well, I guess. I don't know what you say positive about last night.
Oh, my God, Jubb. I haven't seen anything that nauseating since Jimmy Johnson's Hall of Fame speech. What a nauseating game. It went about as poorly as it possibly could.
Yeah.
The only good news is I won $1 million.
How?
Put a pretty big bet on the Bucks to win that game.
You can't. You're not supposed to be doing that.
You can't go against Tom Brady, can you?
Well, apparently not. Your team certainly can't.
I mean, I knew he was going to come out there. You know, when he took that personal time off, them 11 days, and some people were saying, I wonder if he's going to come back or not. I knew he'd come back because I knew he'd do anything to stay away from that fiery Brazilian that always gives him crap. Beat the hell out of us in front of a national audience, that's for sure.
Yeah. Boy, now Dak's hurt out 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. I tell you what, I'm looking into getting him a hand transplant here pretty soon. You know, I have miracle doctors that keep me alive. Maybe they can do a little work on Dak.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How'd you fellas like that new Sunday night team? That pairing of Mike Tirico and Chris Covidsworth. You like them?
Covidsworth? No, they were okay last night. They've got to build some chemistry, I think.
Yeah, our offense looked about as bad as Collinsworth sounded.
It did. He sounded terrible.
Boy, he did. He usually sounds terrible, so... When he sounds double terrible, you had something to pay attention to. Hey, did you notice that Mike McCartney's beard was missing last night?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with that?
It vanished right alongside our ability to score any points.
Uh-oh. 3 points.
3 points. We only got 3 points, and that Kellen Moore over there, tell you, I'm about ready to get rid of him.
I thought you were going to elevate him at some point.
Yeah, that was then. This is now. I mean, have you noticed that every time they show him over on the sidelines, he looks confused? Always looks like kind of like a golden retriever when he sees another dog on TV. Can't quite make sense of what he's seeing.
Well, it's tough given the way this offense has looked.
But his game plan sure was interesting. Just to try to bore everyone right out of their minds until he can maybe sneak into the end zone where they were nodding off.
Yeah.
Game plan about his creators wanted Jerry Jr.'s watercolor paintings. And them are bad, let me tell you that.
Are they?
Yeah, but his tutors say that he's doing better. He's doing better at that special school we sent him to.
Well, okay, that's good.
Good for him.
Some of his artwork hung up at the stadium, along with the rest of the artwork?
No. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of his problems. He has, you know, he has emotional problems, and he's always, like, acting out to try to get the attention of his parents and stuff like that. But I think one of his problems is that, you know, Jean is so particular about art, she won't even hang his little finger paintings on our refrigerator.
That's got to upset him.
Oh, yeah. It makes him real upset. Matter of fact, last night he went into his room and tore up his whole Lego village that he spent building over the summer. Man.
Tough loss.
I know. It was real. Well, it wasn't a loss. It was
just the artwork.
Yeah, his mom wouldn't hang up a family portrait that he had done with his crayons.
Plus, late night for him. He probably didn't get home till midnight.
I know. And, you know, Gene and I need to be more sensitive to that. Whenever Junior doesn't get his sleep, he gets a little riled up and hard to control.
Well, do you have any hope now without Dak for 6 to 8 weeks? Can they turn this thing around?
No. No. There is no hope.
Oh, man. One game in?
I mean, we got that Prince Harry at quarterback now, but I don't know if he's going to do anything for us.
He does kind of look like Prince Harry.
He does look a little bit like Prince Harry, pal. But there's one thing that Mike McCarthy did accomplish for sure last night's game.
What's that?
Push Sean Payton up further on top of that speed dial list on my phone.
Oh, no.
I mean, he can't survive this, can he? I mean, how much can I put up with?
Well, I don't know. You tell us.
I tell you, I'm going to give him to about game 6.
Okay.
You're hearing it first. I'll get him to it by game six. And if he didn't do anything, I'm firing his ass.
Okay.
And well, it's time for me to place the golden whistle around my neck.
Oh, please.
It's
please do that.
Might as well.
It's going to happen.
Please.
Well, I've got to go, fellas. This thing ain't going to drive itself into an iceberg. I got to get back to work here, but let me turn you over to my assistant.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
All right, got to go. 848 on the ticket. No, there's no way.
You're letting me talk on the telephone system. Yeah,
you're assisting Jerry?
Yeah, I'm helping Jerry with the cowboy. Aren't you excited, George? George! Oh, God, George hung up. Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
That can't hurt. I mean, look at that last night.
It hurt me.